Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling about a coffee machine I purchased from your website. It stopped working even though I haven't had it for very long. I expected it to last much longer than this.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Our warranty covers products for up to a year. Do you know when you bought it?
I've had it for a little over a year, so the warranty has probably just expired. This is so disappointing.
Well, I'll tell you what we can do. Although we can't replace it, since you're a valued customer, I can offer you a coupon for 40% off your next purchase.
Number 32. Why is the woman calling? Number 33. What does the man ask the woman about? Number 34. What does the man offer to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Oh, hi, Yolanda. I'm surprised to see you at the front desk this late. Don't you usually work at the hotel in the morning?
Actually, I'm going to be working the evening shift for a while. I'm covering for a front desk supervisor who was just promoted, but only until the hotel hires a permanent replacement.
Oh, so there's a front desk supervisor position open. I've been looking for a chance to take on a managerial role. Are they still accepting applications?
Yes, and if you don't mind working evening hours, I think you have a good chance at the job. I'd contact the manager right now, though. She's starting interviews this week.
Number 35. Where do the speakers work? Number 36. What does the man ask about? Number 37. What does the woman say the man should be prepared to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Have you two taken a look at the progress they've made upstairs on the office expansion? It looks great.
I know. I can't believe it. And the offices up there have amazing views of the city.
I wonder which division will move up there when it's finished.
I heard it's the research department.
Ah, because they have the most people.
Probably. I'd love to have an office on that floor, though.
Yeah. Well, the company must be making good money if they're adding that space.
I think you're right there.
Number 38. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 39. Why does the woman say,
"I can't believe it"?
Number 40. What do the men imply about the company? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation and list.
Larry, we have a new graphic designer starting next month, and we'll need to set her up with a laptop and extra monitor. Can you place orders for those?
Sure. You know our vendor has raised their prices, right?
Really?
Yes, I just looked at the catalog a few minutes ago, and their current models are more expensive.
Right. Well, our budget per work area is $1,000 maximum, so let's order the system with the largest screen that falls within that price.
Okay, I'll take a look at the prices again and place the order.
Number 41. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 42. What problem does the man mention? Number 43. Look at the graphic. What size screen will the man order?